Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hey, Monica. How are you? If you want to probably pull my name up, I spoke to you earlier today. Kevin Blocker.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Yes, Kevin. How can I help you?
Yeah, Monica, I was reaching out to you. You had set up an appointment tomorrow for LabCorp for me. I think that was same zip. However, it was, I guess, a little bit of a ways away from me, like around County Line Road. There's another LabCorp that's close to me, a little bit closer. It's 10,000, I think, Busselton Avenue.
Let me look it up. Give me one moment, okay?
Monica, it's at a Walgreens.
Is it the same zip code that you gave me initially?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right. So I'm pulling up LabCorp by Walgreens. It's 10,000 Busselton Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. What time do you want it for? I do have
1 p.m. Let's do. Do you have 1:30 or is it just 1?
1 and then 1:15.
Do 1:15 would be perfect. 1:15 would be perfect. So we could just scratch the other one, and I'll just go over here to this one, to 10,000.
It's not allowing me to schedule you here. I'm not sure why. Let me try it again.
Is it a walk-in?
Yeah, it's not allowing me to schedule here for some reason. I don't know why. It just won't process. I can try and see if a different time is available, maybe.
Maybe 1 o'clock, yeah. I don't know whether or not if I have to get there when they open. Maybe just, I don't know if it's just a walk-in over there, because it's inside of Walgreens.
I mean, you should be able to go in with the lab with a confirmation.
Okay. You're probably right. And you texted me the confirmation, Monica? Or
yes,
you emailed it to me?
I texted you. All
right,
hold on. It's not letting me schedule that LabCorp. I mean, you should be able to be seen there with the confirmation that I sent you, even though it's not scheduled for that particular lab form. But I cannot schedule you in the system here for that location.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give that one a spin.
Okay.
I'm going to give that one a shot. So do you have to send me a new form or just use the one that you texted to me?
Use the one that I texted you, because I'm not able to schedule you to that location, so I can't get you another form. So
okay.
Use the one for the other LabCorp and see if they'll accept that.
Okay.
I'm not even, I can't schedule you here. I don't know why. It's not allowing me to do it. And I selected 3 different times. It still won't allow me to schedule.
Maybe it's just, that's what I was, I didn't know whether or not it was just a walk-in or not. Could that be the case, you think? If it's a walk-in, you wouldn't be able to do an appointment time?
No, I mean, I scheduled that LabCorp for Walgreens before, but I don't know if it's like a system error that they're experiencing. I don't know. It just doesn't process the appointment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use what you sent me, and I'll go over there. Cause that's just a little bit closer. It just makes it a little easier.
Oh,
you know?
Keep me posted.
I will. I promise you. All right. And like I said, I'll touch base with you at some point, either tomorrow or Monday, to make sure those forms get completed and done. I want to try to knock that out with you as soon as possible.
Perfect. Don't forget to
send
me IDs, because I do need to submit that background check report, but I need those 2 forms of IDs to submit it.
I'm going to text it to you tomorrow. You said a copy of a utility bill that has 2000, you said 2023?
So So that would be for your 2-year residency proof, yeah. So it could be
okay.
like a bill, it could be an old ID, it could be a bank statement, anything that has your name on it, a Pennsylvania address, and that you can clearly
so that's
see that it's from the date of 2023 or older.
Gotcha. So that's what you need from me right now to send you, the ID and then something showing my residency.
Well, your 2-year residency can wait. I need your ID because the thing is that the IDs, when I submit the background check, it takes a couple of days for the results.
You know what? So let me, you know what? Mommy, have you on the phone right now? Let me get my license out. Hold on. Let me try to pull over.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll send you that right now.
Okay, got it.
What am I doing? Okay. And then you said the one for Monica has 80 questions on it?
The test.
It's a test that has 80?
Yeah.
And okay. Okay. Just a question and answer, I guess?
Well, you have to read the material and then answer questions based on the material that you read.
Ah, okay. So it's material first and then the question next?
Correct.
Or is, okay, all right. Okay. All right, let me do a snapshot of my license. I'm just going to put your name in my phone. 1 second. And this number here, the 551-7422, send it there.
Yes, please.
Okay. And what's your last name, Monica?
Why do you want to know my last name?
Oh, no, I'm putting it in my phone. That's all. So I'll know when it comes up.
You can just put Monica, HR coordinator.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. It was for no other reason. All right, I'm going to send that to you now, and I'll look over those other, like you said, those forms. I'll get that to you, then I'll call you tomorrow after I do that test.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, thanks, Monica. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.